Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Motivation Monday.
What's up, guys?
All of our participants are going to introduce themselves, including a surprise guest.
Can they see our surprise guest?
Yeah.
Not yet, right?
They can. I don't know. We'll see.
Again? Okay.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm author of The Little Red Book of Selling. I am joined by...
I am the co-host of Sell or Die. I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute. And...
Brent Thomas, director of client and sales success here
at
Gittimer's...
By Gittimer.
By Gittimer. Gittimer all around.
That's right.
And by Gittimer.
Yeah.
And we have a very... You know what? I want to introduce our guest, but we have to tell that story, Jeffrey, of how you named your company. So... Special guest, what's your name?
Hey, everybody, Zach Krupp here from Illinois State, coming to you live.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
You have, welcome,
you
Zach.
You try to take your last name and do stuff with it. I was thinking about making it a hamburger. I'm going to have
Krupp
the Krupp burger, please. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, next time you come to Charlotte, we'll get them to name a burger after you.
All right.
Shake Shack in Charlotte's opening tomorrow.
What do you like on your burger?
Yeah.
Give me some Swiss cheese, my mustard, lettuce, tomato, onion, the whole ordeal.
Oh, wow. See, I'm not an onion on burger girl tomato.
Yeah. I'm a mushroom, onion person.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you like on your burger, diehards? Let's
type in what you like on your burger. We actually want to know.
Because on Tuesday, we're going to celebrate the opening of Shake Shack. We're one of the people that got invited to the pre-opening.
Nice.
And
we got some free tickets up in here.
Exactly. I typically like on my burger two all beef patties with special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, topped with a sesame seed bun.
What's in the special sauce? That's what I want to know.
No, that's
the Big Mac special. All right, so Jeffrey, how did you name your company By Gittimer? Tell us a story.
I was out with Gary Hickson. Oh, my God.
I love our producer, Doug. He is so creative.
One day, a long time ago, back before they had electricity, I was sitting with Gary Hickson, the great Gary Hickson from Hickson Design in Charlotte. That's H-I-X-S-O-N.
Oh, I like it.
And I wanted to name the company By.
Like?
B-U-Y. So people would call up and... We would answer the phone, Bye. Which I thought was pretty damn funny. And he said, no, you have to have your name in the company or it does you no SEO good. And this is way before SEO. And so he, on a napkin, he wrote, and I still have the napkin somewhere.
It's in the archives, which is also known as the scary room.
Somewhere.
And he wrote, By Gittimer. And I go, wow, that's it. Fate.
I love that. You know, we don't answer our phones, Bye.
No, we don't answer. Yeah,
that
should.
That might be confusing, though.
And like, Jeffrey,
hello, bye.
The reason I was a little hesitant, because I never say Bye Gittimer. I always say, hey, it's Brent from Jeffrey's office or Jeffrey Gittimer's office.
Right. That's probably cool.
That's cool. So Zach Krupp is joining us today. And for those of you who don't know anything about Sell or Die, have you been living under a rock?
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? Sell or Die is a podcast that we do weekly.
I want to have a Monday morning motivation segment called The Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
All right. Well,
when something happens that's absolutely stupid, I'm calling bullshit.
I love it.
Because something happened to me over the weekend. I'll give you my bullshit session in just a moment. But for the moment... I want to just welcome in Zach.
Yeah, and let's tell everyone what Sell or Die is all about.
Okay, cool. You do.
All right, so Sell or Die is all about helping you make sales because you're either selling
or
dying, and we want you to be selling. So every week we come at you with sales strategies that can help you make more sales, strategies you can take out into the street immediately and make more money. We are found on any channel that you get your podcast, whether it's the iTunes podcast app, Overcast, or Stitcher, or whatever. We are there. So go download Sell or Die and subscribe.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we have an amazing guest with us today, Zach Krupp. Zach was the winner of the Yes Attitude contest a couple of months ago. So Jeffrey had a contest where... you needed to submit your video on how the Yes Attitude book, the little gold book of Yes Attitude, impacted and affected you. And Zach won that contest. He got flown to Charlotte to spend a day in our offices and studios, hang out with me and Jeffrey and the team. Zach, how was that day?
Man, well, it was definitely awesome. You know, it was surreal. We got to hop on before, and I thanked you guys. You showed me a great time. We got to chop it up, discuss some ideas, see how you guys can help me, maybe how I can help you, see what the behind the scenes was like. It was awesome. I loved it.
We actually liked you, which was...
Well, that's good. I actually liked you guys too, so it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Did we feed you okay?
No, they actually starved me, for anyone listening. it really is sell or die. You know, if you don't make the sale, they just leave you there. No food, nothing.
Perfecto. I'm like a Jewish mother. I want to make sure there's always extra food.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you guys are awesome. Jeffrey actually cooked me pancakes. So yeah,
and I think we had about 6 pounds of chili, just in case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's get down to Motivation Monday, because that's where we're spending our time. Anybody have anything?
We have a few people who are joining us. We have Karen Saravo. Hey, Karen, we always love seeing you and talking with you from Columbus, Ohio. I hear it snowed there last week. We have Evan, who's asking, can you speak about assumptive language in sales? Sure thing. We will get there. And he's also asking the man, the myth, the legend, Jeffrey Gittimer. What's up, Mr. Jeffrey?
We're up. Gittimer. We're totally up. We're having a good time here.
Drake says, I'm entering into car sales for the first time
next
week.
Wait a minute, Drake the singer?
Drake Tobias. Oh. I'm entering into car sales
Drake
for the
Tobias
first
the Jewish
time
guy.
Next week. What is your biggest piece of advice for car salesmen? So let's talk about assumptive clothes car sales.
Now, I can give you one piece of advice.
All right.
There are a million car salespeople. Don't do one thing that they do.
Don't be sleazy.
They piss people off.
Give them your cell phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a friend and a helper.
When someone walks into the car lot, say, hey, what's the best car you think in this lot? And they'll pick it out and they'll say, let's go for a drive. And that's it. That's all you have to do. Take people for a drive. Let them sit behind the wheel. Let them feel ownership, tactile-wise, and rock the house.
Cool.
That reminds me of a story.
Cue the music.
Yeah. We were waiting.
Back in the early 70s, when I was first learning how to sell, I did MLM. I had a brand new Cadillac, Fleetwood Brougham d'Elegance, and with the 6-passenger deal with the seats that pop up like you're going to a funeral. And I would go pick up the person who was going to be in my sales pitch. And at the porch, I would say, I have a headache. Do you mind driving? And the guy would drive to the office literally in this Cadillac car and want one.
Oh, wow.
My closing ratio was somewhere around 100%.
I love that. All right, so let's talk about...
And they all lived happily ever after.
Exactly. Let's talk about sales right now. We have Zach Rupp here. He's a special guest, and he's going to talk about his 5 keys to success. Zach is a very successful young... I don't know what to call you, Zach, but you are... A motivated, inspired guy who's really, I know for sure you're going to make it and you're going to be an uber success. And there have been a few things that have been key to your success, and we want to hear what they are so that other people can get inspired from you as well.
Yeah.
Because after all, this is Motivation Monday.
Go, Zach. As opposed to Prozac.
I appreciate
Wait
the
a minute.
Kind words.
There's Gozac and Prozac, and we want to make sure we're on Gozac.
Wow, Jeffrey. So I want to make sure, you know.
I didn't get that one right. I got booed by our producer.
You did. We're waiting for some dings here. We love the dings.
Okay, shoot.
I think, by the way, I think I might have a slight delay here, so I'll try to do my best to listen and see you guys here as well, because there's a slight delay. But yes, Jen, thank you for the bit of confidence. I definitely have a lot of great ideas that I'd love to share. Basically, what happened with me is, I was kind of wondering, like many other people, how to get to the next level. And my story is, it kind of happened to me on accident. It wasn't my choice. Something happened to me, and that allowed me to uncover and start my journey of getting on the right path to success. And since I've been on that journey, I've kind of found what works and what doesn't. There was 5 things that really have been crucial in moving me forward so fastly over the next few months. So that's what I wanted to really share.
Cool. What's the first thing?
So the first thing to get you started, if maybe you don't know how to get there, it's very simple. It's books and podcasts. So really, books and podcasts for me and for anyone really are like a blueprint. What I noticed
podcasts. It's books and podcasts.
You have to do both.
Okay.
That's cool. In other words, you got to read and listen.
Read and listen. Yeah. So it started with a book for me. So really what happened with me is I actually had a concussion back in the summer. And because of that, I couldn't do TV. I couldn't do phone. I was struggling to do my homework. Everything was online. Couldn't play sports, lift weights. Everything I loved to do, I could not do. And I've always wanted to read books and get into it, but I never found the time or made the time. And since I had nothing better to do, I decided to go to the library, check out 7 books, and I started reading and just taking in everything and taking notes, filling up my time. And that was a blessing in disguise, really, because that's what got me on track. What I found is that when I was reading, each thing that would come up is really, it would just allow you to generate all these ideas. So I was reading, I was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And the coolest thing about books, what got me started is as you find one idea, you decide to implement it. So that idea for me was deciding to write on LinkedIn. I read in a book that can build credibility. And so I decided to write on LinkedIn. And what that did is it led me to a chain reaction of events that has continued to push me forward. So writing on LinkedIn led to connecting with so-and-so, and that person led to a business opportunity, which led to here, led to there. And now I'm building around lots of people with like-minded ideas and continuing to move because of that.
So the key in what I'm hearing you say is you're not just reading or just listening. You're reading, listening, and taking action.
If you don't take action, none of it matters, really.
That's right.
But yeah, that is the perfect blueprint. It's the perfect compass, so to speak. It really will, if you dive into the, and these have to be the right books, of course. Me personally, I chose all sales and personal development, a little bit of investment, and plugging into the right books, following those sources, they can be huge. And then as well, to touch on podcasts, same thing. The reason if you enlist in great salespeople, if you enlist in great personal development people, they're giving you a blueprint right there. And as you generate those ideas, it allows you to make decisions that will move you in the right direction.
Zach, what have been 2 or 3 of your most influential books?
Great question. So I have a few. One, I would have to say, obviously, the Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. That's one, because that opened up.
We did not pay him to write that. To say that, by the way, this is not a paid endorsement.
But thank you.
that's one, because truly, it did make an impact. You know, it allowed me to come out and visit with you guys, which is big, and it really helped fine tune my attitude. Another big one that I'd recommend was Lynchpin by Seth Godin. I don't know how to pronounce
that. Yeah, Seth Godin.
But there was a really good piece in there about the lizard brain, and it really just broke down how the brain works and your understanding of things. And that was huge to me. There was a 40-page section there that I reference that I like to go back to. So that was huge. Aside from your guys' podcast, another one that I love, MFCEO Project. Recommend that. Lots of great personal development. It's straight to the cut personal development.
Cool. Guys, if you're listening, we want to know what your favorite and most influential books are. Write them in the comments so that we can expand our book reading list.
And also your favorite podcast.
That's right. Your favorite podcast for sure.
I have always asked people what their favorite book is because it tells me an awful lot about them immediately.
Especially if they have no answer to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might tell you a little bit more.
Exactly. It tells you the wrong things, unfortunately.
Hey, I also want to know where they listen to their podcast, whether it's iTunes or Overcast, Stitcher.
Yeah.
Or where, like on their way in between sales appointments or first thing in the morning.
Yeah,
hey, Zach, you're not allowed to make noise. Stop
is it loud on your end?
Or yeah, you something's crunching. Something's like...
Okay, let me see if I can find some headphones really quick.
All right, cool. While Zach's going to get headphones, why don't you guys share this out to your networks and give Zach some love, guys.
Yeah,
give Zach some love.
We love him.
We do.
But we
do.
Don't have the love button.
Show him some hearts.
I put in some hearts. I'm starting the trend. Come on, guys. Let's give him some hearts. Share this out to your networks.
Oh.
The first person to share this out to your network will win
a little gold book of Yes Attitude. Signed.
I love it. I love it. Oh, man. So just type share in the comments after you've shared it out, and we will send you a little gold book. Now, if you already have the little gold book, no worries. You can give it to a friend.
Exactly.
Or someone who really needs a better attitude.
You can give it to your friend and go, oh, yours is not signed. Mine is.
Oh, Wes Wyatt's here. Hey, Wes. He likes The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Good book.
Mm-hmm.
Drake wrote, share. Drake, you are the winner of a little gold book of Yes Attitude. If you could please direct message me your address. You don't have to put that public on the internet. Just where you want your book sent, and we will get it sent out today.
Hopefully it's in the United States of America.
I hope so, too.
Unless it's not free.
Because otherwise, shipping is more expensive. Yeah. Anthony says, share it to both my friends. Thank you, Anthony.
Perfect.
Thank you for being an awesome supporter.
So here we are on Motivation Monday. Zach has rejoined us with earphones. And I want to make sure that everybody has a message today that they can go out and deal with.
Yep.
And sometimes the message can be brought to you in a negative way and you turn it into a positive. When you see something that's totally wrong and it like pisses you off, you go, no, that's not right. Mm-hmm. This is right. So, for example, if somebody says on a cold call to ask, how are you today? I want to punch someone in the face with a shovel when they ask me that question because it's obvious that they're not happening.
Yeah.
It's obvious that they're insincere about it. So I have always asked people, hey, it's Jeffrey Gittimer. I was wondering if you were in the middle of 100 things or 1,000 things.
And, I love that.
And so they would say 100, and I know I have time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they said 1,000, I know I'd have to call them back.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I have their attention, they're smiling, and I have the opportunity to talk again.
You're very good at getting people immediately with humor, Jeffrey.
I am, yeah, Jenny. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Drake is actually Canadian. Thank you, Drake, for the extra shipping, but we still love you. It's all
Canadian.
Good.
No problem.
Karen's favorite books are The Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, Fanatical Prospecting, The Greatest Salesman in the World, and Your Greatest Power. I don't know your greatest power. I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. I think it's older.
Hey, thank you for sharing that, Karen.
And I think that there is something about The Greatest Salesman that in the World. It's a little bit religious, but it's okay.
Mm.
I like that book.
Yeah.
Bob Mandino.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So Zach Krupp is here and he's sharing his 5 keys to success. The first one is books and podcasts and taking action from what you've learned. Zach, take us to the second one.
Yes. And before I do, I just apologize for the background noise. I've never had any on Zoom, but I cannot find my headphones. So I turned down my volume.
It's all good. You're good.
We can still move forward here.
Yes, we're good.
So number 2. Play to win. Play to win and plant seeds. That is a huge one. From day one, since I've been in high school, one of my best friends has always told me, Zach, you are the luckiest guy I know. You're so lucky. Everything, you win this, you win that. You always have the best luck. And I've been trying to tell everyone for a long time, you know, maybe one case of good fortune, you could run up to luck if that was in 15 years, but when continuous things happen month after month, it's actually not luck. It's planting seeds.
Right.
So how do you plant seeds?
Well, so wait really a second. He's in Illinois. You go get a tractor and you go out in the farm field somewhere in the North 40 and you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to plant seeds, right?
Well, 5 o'clock in the morning is a little early for Mr. Krupp, as we discussed earlier.
Yeah, but it's late for a farmer. They're up at 4.
That's right.
They got shit on their boots by 6 o'clock in the morning.
So that's not quite how I plant seeds, but.
How do you plant seeds? Sales seeds, that is.
Yeah, sales. There's a lot of different things to do, but the best thing is always to, you know, be a person of many hats. So I diversify things that I want to come to fruition. So maybe I, for example, with you guys, maybe I enter a video contest.
Maybe
2 days ago, I won a scholarship. It's because I applied for 10 scholarships. So really, what you have to do is put put stuff, put feelers out there, put many different things out there that can come to fruition. And the reason why I have the success, the reason why I'm seen as lucky, is because people see the one success that comes true every month. But what they don't see is the thousand things that don't come to fruition. And I think that's something that's hard for people to understand. They think instant success, or wow, they did it on one try and they got so lucky. No, yeah. It actually took.
When they see the light bulb, they only see Edison's biggest success. They don't see his thousands of failures.
Tens of thousands.
Well, whatever. Failures, right? I think the fish gets bigger over the years. Let's say he failed 462 times. That would be still be good enough for me to get to 463.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Zach, yeah. Keep going.
All right, what's number three?
Number three is another huge one. I think they're all important, but speaking things into existence. So really, you have to speak like what you want to accomplish is already done. And that goes with positive verbiage, you know, I can, I will, profess it forward, put it out into the atmosphere, put it out into the world. And why do you do that? It's because if you don't already know, your mind is insanely powerful. And what you can do and what I've learned is you can really trick your mind by saying something out loud. So if you just start speaking what you want, I've done this many, many times. One good example, Illinois State, the school I'm at right now. It was on my idea, or on my mind as an idea. It was the school I wanted to come to. It was the only school I applied to. And I just started telling people, hey, you know, what's your plans for the next year? Oh, I'm going to Illinois State. I'm going to do marketing and sales. I wasn't in Illinois State. I hadn't applied. I hadn't been accepted. And I just kind of spoke it into existence. And I've done that in so many different ways. I did it with, you know, going out to North Carolina. I do it in Monopoly. It happens everywhere.
That's really fun. That's really interesting. I did the exact same thing with my college, Washington University. Everyone was like, where are you going to go to college? WashU. And it's like, but how do you know that? You haven't been accepted.
Bless
where I'm going. I'm going to WashU. And I was just so sure of it. And I did everything I needed to do to get in. And that's how you got to do it. I love that one, Zach.
I want to give the diehards an idea right now that is in the little gold book of Yes Attitude. There's an old expression called fake it till you make it. That expression I'm calling bullshit on, because it is
today is called bullshit day. If you're just joining us,
I'm calling bullshit. And because what I explain to people is you're not faking it until you make it. Rather, you're doing what Jennifer and Zach did. You're living it in advance. Mm-hmm. And when you live it in advance, it solidifies the process in your mind, and you basically create a game plan to get there almost automatically. I'll guarantee you that Jen had a game plan that she executed, and I will further guarantee you that Zach had a game plan that he executed as well.
Oh, yeah. I was a dork about it, like a total dork.
Yep.
Can I add to that, too?
Yes, please.
So a little catchy tagline that you could say, you said you don't like fake it till you make it. I have, if you don't believe it, you can't achieve it.
I love that. That's awesome, Zach.
So, yeah, to add it too, I say, you know, when you set these goals and you speak things into existence, another thing I always add is that you want to speak very lofty goals, very, very high goals, because one of two things could happen. Either one, you shoot too low and you achieve that goal and you didn't shoot high enough and you could have done better. Or two, you shoot to the highest level possible and you come up short. But since you shot so, so high, you still make a great success. So those are two things to keep in mind with that, too.
All right. So, guys, on Facebook Live, what are you believing to achieve this week? What are you believing you'll achieve? Please write it in the comments and share it with us. Put it out there to the world. We have a few people, new people joining us that I want to make sure we say hey to. So hi to Josh, who's watching from Seattle. It's early there, so thank you.
Yeah.
Rachel Berlin from Wisconsin. Hey, Rachel, what's going on?
You cheesehead.
And if I'm missing you, I apologize. My comments just stopped loading for a second. But hey, guys.
We're overwhelmed with people that are joining. And if we don't get to your name this week, I guarantee you we probably won't get to it next week.
Oh,
either.
And Greg Kane, happy Monday and Friday. I don't know. I'm wishing you a happy Friday for this upcoming one and a happy Monday for today.
Yeah. Happy Friday to you.
I think he must have joined us once when we did our Motivation Monday on a Friday.
The one time we did it on a Friday.
And that might be what he's referring to. But before we go any further, this is Sell or Die, and I want to make one announcement. We're having a book club coming up. So Zach was talking about the importance of reading books. And so we're going to be starting a book club with you guys where we read the book and we talk about it with you and we talk about how we can implement it. And we're even going to be getting authors to join us. So the first book is Stop Selling, Start Leading. And you can get that book directly on Amazon. Just search for it. It's by three authors, Deb Calvert, Jack. What are their names, Doug? Maybe you can pull it up on the screen. Yeah, maybe. we're gonna pull it up just so you guys can see it.
Today's World Book Day, by the way.
Really? It is?
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is.
Oh, so what does that mean? Awesome.
It means everyone around the world celebrates their
it
favorite
sounds like
books.
Something Amazon.
Oh,
cool.
They go my way.
It's Amazon.com.
Created by Amazon.
Right, exactly.
It's like one of those Hallmark holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're gonna be sharing that image of Stop Selling and Start Leading, just so you can make sure you get the right book. And when is our first drop in with the authors?
So that'll be April 26th. And then in early May, we will have the public Facebook Live book discussion.
Yo.
So make sure you buy the book in advance and read it before May. I believe May 7th is the date on the book club where everyone can join and talk about the book. So make sure you have it read by then so you can join us and discuss.
Oh, and it's there cool are the authors, James Kousis, Barry Posner, and Deb Calvert. They've combined their sales and leadership expertise to create this book, and it's a great book, and it's a great place to begin on sales leadership. So that's why we're talking
and
about it.
On Motivation Monday, I hope I've motivated a couple of people to go to my seminar in Des Moines.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is on May
16th and 17th. That's right.
And in Charlotte, we have just announced a seminar.
On June 14th and 15th.
Thanks for the echo, Jen. And sales leadership seminar one day and a sales mastery seminar the following day. So if you guys would show up, go to cgittimer.com/Des Moines
or cgittimer.com/Charlotte, depending on which event you'd like to go to. And we will pin both of those in the comments so that you have the opportunity to just click.
What are some other cities that you're going to, Jeffrey?
We're going to Philadelphia, of course, the home of the Super Bowl champions. We are going to go to Atlanta. We are going to go to Dallas. And we are going to go to Chicago in 2018.
All right.
That's correct. All of those are for 2018. We will release 2019 cities soon because we're getting
lots of
requests.
There'll be a dozen cities in 2019, but get on an airplane. Go to Chicago for a weekend. It's totally cool.
Yeah, or come see us in Charlotte in Jeffrey's and my in our hometown.
Come on.
Like, come on.
You might be able to I might have an upsell. Come visit the library when you come over.
Yeah, we should do that. That would be pretty cool. Zach, what do you think of Jeffrey's library?
Oh my gosh, man. I wish everyone, you should have some special guests in there. It's massive.
Well,
it's,
I don't really like a lot of people in our home, so it would have to be very expensive.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I would
care.
Here's
the crazies,
deal.
You know?
It's library and pancakes. I will cook you breakfast and then we'll tour the library.
Oh man, I love that. I love that.
So if you want to, and Doug will give you a tour of the studio and you'll be able to be a guest on our podcast.
Cool. You'll, so those see, are, you'll see where I hit the ding button.
You'll
That's
see,
right, the
and,
ding
and
button.
The applause button and the
boo
and the boo button,
the boo button and the story button.
I love this
story button.
So Evan says, "Shoot for the stars and hit the moon." Sean Allen is here from Austin, Texas.
Hey,
Sean, what's going on? Wes
what's
Wyatt
up, Sean?
Is working on losing 100 pounds by May 10th. So
Whoa.
I'm working on that every day at 88 as we speak. He just put that out there into existence. Way to go, Wes. I love that.
I love
that
the date.
Freaking
I have
awesome.
To tell you,
May 10th.
I've been putting
He's
out
lost 88
20 pounds.
That is insane.
Years.
That's like a person. You've lost a person. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Literally, that's like a, that is a person.
I only have their arm.
So
but
do
I
you
got
ever
it in
like
my
hold
gut.
Up your pants and you're like, ah, I used to fit in these.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I gave a coach who was a very heavy guy the idea that he should lose 100 pounds and then throw his blue jeans on the table of a potential client. And, to show what his discipline is, to show what his capability is. I used to fit into these. Now two people can fit into these. Never lost a pound.
Oh, man.
It makes me want to like just gain 100 pounds.
Just to lose it?
And then like be a personal trainer and just do
that. That would be so expensive. Like, I can't afford all that clothing to purposely gain.
Listen, I can't lose 20 pounds. I don't know what the hell it is, but I got...
You can do it, Jeffrey.
Yes,
it's just discipline.
I've been threatening to do it for years. It just hasn't freaking happened.
Well, you have that love weight on.
Eat less... Eat less tasty cakes.
All right. So Wes wants to know if you're coming to Ohio. At the moment, there is no public seminar
scheduled. Chicago is right next door to Ohio.
Dallas, Atlanta, Philly, Charlotte, and Des Moines. Choose one of those six,
attention,
guys.
Cheap bastards. They have airplanes now.
They do.
And I'm going to promise you one thing. These two seminars, the leadership seminar and the sales mastery seminar, will rock your world.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be full of information about, I'm going to announce a new book there that will be the best sales book of all time. I'm going to announce a new course there that will be the best sales course of all time. And I'm going to talk about what's happening in this new economy that will lead you to wealth if you follow the prescription. You can't do it the old way. Finding the pain is freaking dead. But you have to find the pleasure. And going for the close is another stupid idiot thing to have to do, because it's not about the close, it's about the open.
That's
and
right.
And I'm going to be giving you sales insights that your competitors don't have. So if you want to beat them, be there.
And if you want to meet me, I'll be there
as well. Meet Jenny.
Jeffrey may even let me get on stage for a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah, very little bit.
Don't you guys need someone to open up for you, like an MC?
Yeah, Jen's going to be the MC.
All right. So Drake wants to know if you have any plans in coming to Canada.
Oh, my God.
At the moment, no. However, we will add Canadian dates between the end of 2018 and beginning of 2019.
I can tell you that the Canadian dates will include Vancouver, Calgary, and Toronto.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Maybe Montreal, but I have to brush up my French-Canadian.
I love Montreal. Yeah, we have to go to Montreal. And okay. I did that seminar for the linen people there.
Yep,
linen
and, chest, and Mitch Joel lives there, and Yannick lives there. So we'll figure out a way to get to Montreal.
Yeah. All right. So for those of you just joining us, this is Sell or Die. It's podcast all about selling. And today is Motivation Monday, and we are joined by very special guest, Zach Krupp, who's giving us his five keys. Five keys to success, and we are on number four. Take it away, Zach.
Number four, awesome. All right, well, that would be attitude, and a positive attitude at that. One of the biggest ones, we touched on that. Really, we know what attitude is you just gotta, it's how you view life. It's your lens that you view the world with, and I think something that a lot of people do is they view it through a negative light. And what you have to do is just choose to see it through a positive light. If you choose to see the good in the world, see the glasses half full, if you look at the positive side in negative situations, you find yourself in better positions to win. You find yourself in a better attitude. You find yourself happier, more attracting. You bring together a lot more positive energy. So in my case, you know, a good example, a lot of people hate the snow. I embrace the snow. I'm happy when it snows. I see everyone complaining, and I say, hey, you know, I love the snow. Same with
hit him in
cold.
The back of the head with a snowball.
Everyone
that'll piss him off.
What was that?
Hit him in the back of the head with a snowball.
Yeah, that'll teach him, right?
Yeah, well, that'll give him something to complain about.
Exactly.
But everyone says you need to have a good attitude. What do you do on a daily basis to maintain your good attitude?
He combs his hair. Look
great
at his
question.
Fucking hair. It's standing
great
up
question.
Straight.
Jeffrey, are you having hair jealousy?
I don't know what it is. Zach, you have very
gel.
Good hair, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
I love that, Brent.
Yeah. Brent and Zach, the fucking hair boys. All right, go ahead.
Sorry, you had your time to shine, right?
I did.
Oh, no, he still shines. His
All
head,
right.
that is.
So Zach, how do you maintain a positive attitude?
So, great question. The key there is 100%, no doubt, gratitude. So when you're grateful, you know, when the negative things do come, you don't even realize them anymore. So, for example, I say this, you know, I have a great attitude. Maybe some bad things start to happen. And as soon as you catch yourself losing that positive attitude, get grateful for what you have. So for my example, I'll say, hey, you know, well, my phone still works. My phone isn't cracked. Okay, check my pocket. My wallet's here. No one stole my wallet. I'm driving in my car. My car works. I don't have a car repair. I'm here at school. I wanted to get into this school. So I think of all the positive things and I think about all the negative things that have happened to me. And when I put them into perspective, I say, hey, you know what? I've been in way worse times. This is nothing that I can't overcome. This is nothing that I can't bear. And that's huge. And one other thing to add to that, that I've realized that maybe a lot of other people experience as well, is a lot of us go through that roller coaster, that up and down, where a lot of good things start happening to us. And we're like, wow, my luck has just been too good lately. Bad things are coming anytime. Since I have made these changes, I myself was one of those people 3, 4, 5 months ago. I was waiting. Good things were happening. I'm like, man, bad things bound to happen anytime. Things have just been going too good for me. And you know what? That bad thing has not come. And it's been at least 5 months now. And I think really what that is just changing my view and all these things I've talked about, planting so many positive seeds. Even if negative things are happening, they're essentially a non-factor now because there's so much more positive coming through. So that roller coaster of emotions, the high, the low, implementing these things for me, essentially so far, it's been non-existent in 5 months, where in the past it's been 2 week, 1 month, 2 month, up, down, up, down.
Cool. Way to go. So guys, give Zach some love.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you waiting for? Zach freaking rocks here. Give him some love.
Zach is a millennial that is actually attractive to an employer and attractive to anybody. So I think millennials have a bad name, but they should call them Zach-lennials.
You should have Zach-lennial.com.
Yeah. I'm going to.
We can be visionaries. I like that, right?
I love that. All right. So Glenville is here. Hey, Glenville, what's going on? Glenville is all about yes attitude. So he knows exactly what you're talking about. Let's go to step number 5. What's the fifth key to your success?
Fifth key would be mentorship. And that is the world's greatest life hack, in my opinion. And keep in mind, these are all opinions, things that have worked for me. There's hundreds of ways, I'm sure, hundreds of ways to get to where you want. But mentorship has been key to me, and here's why. You know, a lot of times you want to get somewhere, and you try to learn through your own experiences. Maybe you have to fail. And in school, we were always taught, or at least I was always taught, and the grade system supports this, that failing is bad. You shouldn't fail. If you fail, bad. You did wrong, right? So what you need to do in life, which is the opposite of that, is you want to fail. You want to encourage failure, and you want to fail forward, because the faster you fail and the more you fail, the more likely you are to figure out how to succeed and what doesn't work and figure out what does, like you mentioned with Thomas Edison. So what mentorship does is you can find someone who has achieved the success that you're looking for. Find someone who is in a high place and who has what you want. You don't want to listen to people who have, you know, maybe if you want to be super successful in business, you're not going to listen to someone who makes a very small amount of money per year in their business. You want to find the top dogs and you want to learn from them and not only learn how they failed and learn from those failures to cut them out, save yourself time, right? So really what mentorship can do is it can allow you to observe their successes, observe their failures, and use that blueprint to maneuver. They'll say, hey, this is what works. This is what I've done. Do this and you're going to be in the right shape. Trust me, I've done it for the last 20 years. I know what works and what doesn't. And really, like they say, you know, success leaves clues.
How do you find, Zach, how do you find those people?
So that's a great question too. Not everyone has perfect access to a great mentor. You know, doing the first 4 steps that I stated, because I did not have a mentor. Doing the first 4 steps that I stated actually attracted like-minded people to me that personally presented me with an opportunity where I got involved with network marketing. And there's a training program there where, you know, great leaders speak on personal development and business. And that's where I found one of my first mentors. And that opportunity has given me this ability to speak. And since then, I've actually attracted some other leaders that have been able to speak into me. A couple other professional speakers who I look up to have been able to help me and actually took an interest in me. And, you know, I see even Jeffrey, too, is someone with great wisdom who I have access to who can really show me the ropes too. Right there, Mr. Gitmer. So
no problem.
You actually have his cell phone number, which is rare.
Yeah, Zach has my cell phone.
Hey, funny story though. When I
we'll
when
decide
I
if
did,
it's funny, but Jen go ahead.
Did give me Jeffrey's number.
Yeah.
She actually gave me the wrong number.
It was
so
an accident.
She
yeah.
tried
I
to
swear.
Dodge me at first.
Does it start with 800?
We were in this group message with Zach, and I'm like, Jeffrey, aren't you getting the text? And he's like, no. And then I looked it up and realized I had one number off. Whoops. I'm sure you
trying
may have thought that that was on purpose, but it was a sincere accident.
Hold on a second. Doug is grooving on the story.
He's totally happy.
No, he's
yeah,
like bouncing
it.
To the music behind
it.
The story.
Come on, guys. Share this out with your networks. We got to get this podcast out to
today.
Your people. It really is.
Zach, you're
really
doing
is.
A great job.
Yeah.
You're really, really doing a great job.
Anthony
Thank
says,
you.
These are your opinions, Zach, because you were saying these are just my opinions. But he says they're factual. And I agree. These are great great keys to success. Hey to Gregory William Harold Roberts. Good morning to you.
Do you need another name? William Harold it. McGillicuddy Roberts.
You know, the thing about mentorship is a lot of people think they should just ask someone to be their mentor.
No.
But that's really annoying for the person you're asking. Actually, what Zach is saying about attracting mentors to you, people who want to invest in you because they believe in you, because you're putting out to the world all of the right things and you're consistent about it, is the exact way to do it. And that, to me, is a huge secret to success, because most people don't get that.
If you earn the right to talk with the mentor, it's likely that they will stick with you.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I mean, I look at my mentors and all the people that I've interacted with in my life, I've earned the right with every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, who was one of your biggest mentors?
I've had several actually in the speaking business. It was Charlie Tremendous Jones, who is one of the icons of public speaking in the Speak for Money world. But I had a couple of business mentors along the way that were my mentors, very wealthy people. One was my mentor for 35 years and passed away a few years ago. But you get them and they give you advice and you follow the advice. The key to a mentor is not just asking for advice, but taking it and putting it into practice and then telling them what you did so that they're proud of it and they want to coach you more. But my mentor, Earl Pertnoy, I would meet him for breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning at an IHOP in Miami, and I could never beat him. He was always his statement was, if you're not a half an hour early, you're late.
And so you would show up how early?
I would try to show up. I'd show up at 5:30. His ass would be there. I would show up at 5:15. His ass. I never beat him. Never
oh,
once beat
man.
Him.
Oh, man. Well, hey, this has been amazing. I'm super pumped. Thank you, Zach, for joining us for Motivation Monday. Is there anything else you'd like to add to those five keys to success?
Yeah, I do actually have one more point, and it's kind of a combination of all of them. Real quick. So to touch on what Jeffrey said about the mentorship for someone, you kind of said, how do you get a mentor? I know there's a lot of very highly educated people on here who have great roles, but maybe if you're someone starting out more so, this all ties back together. Start with the books and podcasts. Find some good personal development and start reading about it. And I promise the thing that's happened with me is it literally lays the blueprint. It just took me from step to step to step, which got me to mentorship. So it's a great place to start. And cool. What I wanted to add on top of that was putting books and podcasts and putting mentors together. What did it give me? It gave me assurance that I was in the right place. Because if you are someone who's, you know, has very high aspirations like I do, and you put them out there and you share them with other people, like, for example, what I tell people is, you know, I anticipate being a billionaire by 40 years old. And you could say, well, there's only 2,326 billionaires. That's insane. That's crazy. How could you do that? You know, it seems like a crazy
Make
idea.
Make that 3,000, however that many, in 27.
Yeah. But listen, here's the deal. Let me tell you how crazy
I'm saying,
it is.
I've.
Let me tell you how crazy it is. If you fail and you only have a few hundred million, I think you're fine.
Yep. That's exactly what I was saying earlier. First of all, speak into existence. So to wrap it up, I've spoken this into existence, and I've come to the point where if you believe it, you can achieve it, right? Well, I actually believe it, whether it sounds crazy or not. I've put that seed, I planted it so much that my mind 100% believes it to be truth. And so That's a belief. And like you said, if I go there and I come up short, I still win. I win no matter what. So really tying that all together, what books, podcasts, and mentors did for me is gave me assurance. I was actually listening to another story. I don't know if Greg wants, or I'm sorry, not Greg. Doug wants to cue the music real quick.
Yeah. Thank you very kindly.
I love it.
So I was listening to a podcast episode. It really spoke to me. I'm not going to say which podcast, but lot of times.
Yeah, because it wasn't ours.
Yeah.
It was not. No offense. you know, a lot of times people you're around, if you're not around like-minded people, they're going to put doubt in you, and they could pour water on your fire and say, hey, you know, you're dreaming too big. You're crazy. Do something realistic. And I was listening to this podcast, and there was two people talking, and they're both very successful in business, authors and business owners. And they were talking back and forth. And it was the first one I listened to, and it really spoke to me. Because they talked about how when they were younger, everyone told them they were crazy. Everyone told them they were dreaming too big. Everyone told them that was not realistic. Get a realistic job. You shouldn't do that. And it spoke to me because just recently I had been getting more and more bold and more belief in what I was doing. And people were trying to kind of hamper that and put a damper on that. And that spoke to me. It's like, wow, no, I am on the right path. These guys are exactly what I want to be, and I know I'm doing something right. So that gave me assurance and confidence. So maybe if you don't have that right click of friends or that group of people who can support you and let you know, hey, you can do what you want to do. Anything really is possible. Your confidence could waver. So that's why that all ties into everything. Those are huge, huge sources to your belief.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, Anthony says there was a Curb Your Enthusiasm, Jeffrey, with Larry David, where he was trying to beat Richard Lewis to a meeting, and he was always showing up for breakfast 30 minutes early. That's one of my favorite shows, and I remember that episode, and it's hysterical.
So is it to the great Zach Krupp, to the great Brent Thomas, to the great Jen Gluckow, we are
and our behind the scenes team, our producer Doug Branson,
okay,
and social
club,
media expert
before we
Alex.
Before we sign out,
all right,
we have to mention the book club because it's going to happen, and we want you all to go out there and get the book. Stop Selling, Start Leading, in order to be able to
get
really
the book
participate,
so you can talk about it with us,
right? And we have these public events coming up, and I want you to buy tickets to Des Moines. I want you to buy tickets to Charlotte. And you'll have an announcement for the other cities probably within the next week or so.
cgittimer.com/Charlotte or cgittimer.com/Des Moines. And it's not the letter C, it's S-E-E, like you're going to
Gittimer. Yeah, like C, like ICU, like look and see with Dick and Jane. Okay, so this is Jeffrey Gittimer.
Hey, Zach, thank you for joining us. We are very grateful to have you here today.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on. It's been great.
Awesome. All right.
And Brent.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right. And I'm Jen Gluckow, and we are signing out.